This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In their last debate before Super Tuesday, the remaining Republican candidates last night met at the Reagan Library here in Southern California. Next week, more than 20 states will stage presidential contests. Now that Rudy Giuliani is out of the race, the GOP contest has become a fight between John McCain and Mitt Romney. Mike Huckabee is still in the race, fighting for delegates in various southern states. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Mitt Romney wasted no time laying out his argument against the new front runner, John McCain. He's a good Republican, Romney allowed, but he's no conservative.
He voted twice against the Bush tax cuts. Only two Republicans did that. He is the co-author of McCain-Feingold, which I think took a whack at the First Amendment, and I do believe as well hurt our party pretty significantly. And he also was one of the co-authors of McCain-Kennedy. Under the final version, everybody who was here illegally, other than those who committed crimes, they got to stay here for the rest of their life. So those views are outside the mainstream of Republican conservative thought, and I guess I'd also note that if you get endorsed by the New York Times, you're probably not a conservative.
Senator McCain?
Let me note that I was endorsed by your two hometown newspapers who know you best, including the very conservative Boston Herald,
who know you
well better than anybody. So I'll guarantee you the Arizona Republic will be endorsing me, my friend. Let me just say I'm proud of my conservative record. It's one of reaching across the aisle to get things done for Americans.
And then McCain took aim at Romney's record, accusing him of raising taxes by $730 million in Massachusetts.
He called them fees. I'm sure the people that had to pay it, whether they called them bananas, he still had to pay $730 million extra.
Mike Huckabee, whose campaign has not been able to duplicate his win in Iowa anywhere else, struggled to get a word in edgewise.
And I want to make sure everybody understands this isn't a two-man race. There's another guy I would like to say down here on the far right of the stage. You want to talk conservative credentials? Let me get in on that. I believe in less government. I believe in lower taxes.
Now that McCain actually has a good shot at the nomination, something no one but himself believed a few months ago, he's working hard to unify the party and blunt some of the intense anger from conservative Republicans. He has a new approach, if not a new policy, on immigration, saying that now is not the time to try again on the kind of comprehensive reform he fought for, with a path to citizenship for illegal aliens.
So I just want to confirm you would not vote for your bill as it originally was.
My bill will not be voted on. It will not be voted on. I will sit and work with Democrats and Republicans and with all people. We will secure the borders first. Right. That's the responsibility and the priority of the American people.
The exchanges between McCain and Romney were heated. McCain repeated an accusation he'd used effectively against Romney in Florida, saying Romney had once favored a timetable for withdrawing troops from Iraq. Romney said this was a dirty trick. While Romney did say that President Bush and Iraqi leaders should privately discuss timetables, he never called for a timetable to withdraw troops.
It's an attempt to do the Washington-style old politics, which is lay a charge out there, regardless of whether it's true or not. Don't check it. Don't talk to the other candidate. Just throw it out there. Get it in the media, in the stream. There's not a single media source that I've seen that hasn't said it was reprehensible. Even the New York Times said it was wrong. It's simply wrong.
I want to give,
and the senator knows it.
McCain didn't back off. He merely switched to a broader attack, saying that while he was staking his political career on Iraq, Romney was hedging his bets. And McCain blamed Romney for the negative tenor of the campaign.
And as far as Washington top politics is concerned, I think my friend Governor Huckabee, sir, will attest the millions of dollars of attack ads and negative ads you leveled against him in Iowa, the millions of dollars of attack ads you attacked against me in New Hampshire and have ever since. A lot of it's your own money. You're free to do with what you want to. You can spend it all. But the fact is that your negative ads, my friends, have set the tone, unfortunately, in this campaign.
Ron Paul also participated in last night's debate, but Rudy Giuliani did not. He dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed McCain. Today, McCain will receive another important endorsement, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, who will offer McCain his support at an event in Los Angeles. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Simi Valley, California.